A very moving piece. Next up today is an anniversary, the 60th anniversary. The historic Supreme Court decision, Brown versus Board of Education, was handed down this week in 1954. It was actually five separate cases that were before the court. They all focused on segregation, separation by races in U.S. schools. The name Brown was for Oliver Brown, a man whose daughter wasn't allowed to attend third grade in a white elementary school in Topeka, Kansas. The chief attorney in the case was Thurgood Marshall, who'd later become the first black justice of the Supreme Court. The verdict was unanimous. All justices agreed that in public education, the idea of separate but equal didn't work, that separate educational facilities are inherently unequal. The case started desegregation in U.S. schools.
Time for the shout-out. At their closest point about how many miles separate Russia and the U.S., you know what to do. Is it 2,300 miles, 1,540 miles, 90 miles, or 50 miles? You've got 3 seconds. Go! The Bering Strait, which separates Alaska and Russia, is just over 50 miles wide at its narrowest point. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
China has an ambitious idea to connect itself with the U.S. by railroad. And this is where the Bering Strait comes in. The high-speed railway would start in northeast China. It'd run through the Russian region of Siberia, connect with Alaska through a tunnel under the Bering Strait, and head south through Canada to reach the U.S. The trains would travel at more than 200 miles per hour. Experts say they'd cover about 8,000 miles over 2 days. China would pay to build it. But, and that's a big one, it's not clear if China's railway industry has the money. It's not clear if this is needed, as many travelers just fly. And Chinese engineers say the Bering Strait tunnel would need to be 125 miles long. That's 4 times longer than the tunnel under the English Channel. Engineers have never built something like that before. This project is just in the discussion phase for now. Also getting a lot of discussion, Russia says it's going to quit using the International Space Station 4 years early, and that would affect the U.S.'s ability to get to it. This likely has to do with the crisis in Ukraine. The U.S. has penalized Russia economically for its stance on Ukraine's crisis. Russia may be retaliating by ending its space station mission.
Giving a final farewell again.
They were all smiles in the International Space Station this week. But could this be one of the last times that American astronauts and Russian cosmonauts journeyed together through space?